Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
February is almost over, and it would have been over even sooner if it weren't leap year. And the way things are going, it looks like we're going to get through the month with no measurable snowfall. Just a trace, as the weather folks like to say. Most people are okay with that, but not everyone, as John Montone reports from Rutherford this morning.
Don't you know it's another day without snow, which means no dough for guys like Brian Marvin Tanos, whose snow plows sit idle.
Not just my company, all companies that depend on the snow, you know, to make a living. It affects us, you know, pretty big.
When the snow falls, Marvin Tanos tells 1010 Winds, he doesn't see flakes, he sees dollar signs.
I don't know if it's global warming or what it is, but it's pretty bad.
And to all of you out there who may have enjoyed the sunny, warm weekend, Marvin Tanos says,
people that don't like snow should move to Florida.
Pity the poor plow guys. John Montone, 1010 Winds in snowless Rutherford.